KN4HTP. Are you able to hear other nets very often?
I listen to some of those and check into them. This one here was the primary one from 76 till I got my license, but I could get this 79 machine up here on Sassafras Mountain on the scanner, and I'd program in some of the others just like that, and next I have a 145.19 on Saturday night. That net was another one that used to frequent anywhere from 6 to 6 to 100 check-ins on it. And anymore, from what I've heard, it's puny now too anymore.
I think you're right with all the other came off the button. With all the other technology, there's less need for the radio, but it's not any less fun. It's been a lot of fun acquiring some skills with the radio and studying up to have a license.
I heard it say 15 or 20 years from now, if something don't change, certainly here on 2 meters, our hobby is going to die if something don't change.
Yeah, I guess one of the best things we can do is get on the radio and talk so other people can overhear and recruit our friends to come and enjoy it as well. But you're right. That's the way things have trended, isn't it?
D.C. from Abbeville County was told, why should I get into amateur radio? I can take your cell phone and call anywhere in the world with it. And technically, he is right about that. He couldn't counter it, but it's also infrastructure dependent, so, you know, it's not perfect. That's one thing they don't understand.
That's true. All the different forms of technology, including our ham radios, are dependent on something. It's just a different something for each thing, so.
I'll be up all night. I just heard y'all talking about the check-ins, and I remember here on this very night, back in the late 70s, 80s, and 90s, I mean, it frequently, you rarely ever had any under 65 check-in, very rarely. That was the average. And a lot of times, it was up to 100 and more, and today's check-ins is minuscule, very minuscule, puny to those times. So, KN4HTP, KI4LZI. You just brought, y'all talking about that just brought up some memories I had about how it used to be on this net way back then.
KN4HTP. Thanks, Andy, for sharing that with me. Yeah, it's been a good chat. Appreciate you keeping the history alive by talking about it. So this is KN4HTP. Let you know, I hope you have a good night, Andy, and I'll be clear.